Atlanta Life Radio Station, WALR, bringing you the best in talk radio.
Well, hi, hello, and how are you? Welcome back to another edition of the show. I'm Mark in Southern California. Beth is in Texas. Beth, good evening to you. How are you?
I'm doing good. Just summer is here. The heat is brutal. So
is it?
I'm doing good, though. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty hot.
Yeah. Last week of June, so we're going to talk about a lot of different things on the show today. Last week of June, heading into July, God, time flies, doesn't it? Jeez, so July 4th already. Isn't it crazy how fast this has gone by? When you think about how many shows we've already done, it's crazy. It's already midsummer almost.
I know, the year is halfway over. That is crazy when you say it like that. Yeah, time flies. The old adage is true. Time flies.
It does. Even when you're not having fun, it flies.
That's true. Good point.
So this is going to be our last show, not forever, everybody. This is kind of how it works in the media world. We will take a break for July, and then we will be back with all new shows starting the first week of August. And so that's pretty exciting. Beth, do you have any plans for your month off? I mean, you are the hottest going co-host, red, white hot, whatever we want to call. What are you going to do during your break? What are we going to be doing for your break for a month? What are you going to do without me for a month?
Whatever. We talk every day. We text all the time. What am I going to do without Prescott? Probably my life is not going to change too much, other than not, you know, being a part of the show for a month. So I don't have any huge plans. I wish I did, but I don't.
Oh, your life isn't going to change too much. That's nice of you. Sweet. Jeez.
Yeah.
So anyway, if you're just joining us, remember you can always send us an email at goinggymfree@gmail.com. Also follow us on Twitter at ALR Radio and follow me on Twitter at goinggymfree. Pretty cool. And you can also go on the Facebook page, Going Gym Free, as well. Now, I wanted to say, as we head into our month-long hiatus, Beth, is that, you know, I've started to post more things for people to see on Facebook and on Twitter. I've gotten a lot more proactive, a lot of different things on ALR Radio. And, you know, you and I are very similar in this way in that we're not that social media savvy, but you're not, right?
And
probably a tick above you. But I'm finding that with kind of the success that we've had with the show, and our producer, Mel D, would say this too, with the success of the show, we've seen, you know, more people downloading the shows on things like iTunes and Stitcher. And I've now started to post some videos of my own kind of going gym free tips of the day on Facebook. So, and Twitter. So I want people to be proactive. I want you to email us whenever you can. I told you, Beth, remember we had that guy that came on that wanted to try rucking, and he had a lot of success. He said, I don't want to try that. So he finally tried it. So thank you. Thank you, Twitter, for connecting us, is
Aww,
what I'm saying.
That's sweet. Good.
Isn't that nice? So
it is.
We have a good show today. a big show today. You want to tell us, because I think you know this guest a little more than I do, Beth. Tell us a little bit what we can expect for the show today.
Well, I think it's more about holistic and healthy living as opposed to being so knee-jerk reaction to, oh my gosh, I'm sick, what do I do now? So, I you know, it's just so important. And, I mean, wellness is all about creating healthy habits. And before you can do that, you have to let go of unreachable goals and replace them with real ones. We all know that. But our guest, one thing that has really kind of reiterated with me is he thinks mastering your health and well-being is all about knowledge and putting that knowledge into practice and just kind of in the same mindset as I am, and, you know, holistic health and healthy living. And by now, everyone that has listened to this show, the regulars, know that your metabolism and your basic body makeup is made of different hormones. And when these hormones function properly, it keeps everything running as it should. And trouble begins when hormone levels are thrown off course, either by behavior choices like eating poor food, no activity level, high stress, as well as environmental problems like pollution, chemical and toxin exposure. So, you know, glands can start overproducing or underproducing their hormones in a desperate attempt to get back into a state of balance. And, you know, when a hormone goes awry, it results, you know, it can trigger a nasty chain of events. So I think that the healthy living and healthy lifestyles that Alvin really promotes and holistic health is something that's I'm very interested in my life. So,
I was gonna ask you about this because you know, you've obviously counseled a lot more people than I have, and you and I talk a lot off air and on air about this. You know, my approach to people has always been kind of the hey, walk more, drink more water, a lot of more of the common sense things. But do you find that with a lot of the clients you work with that more people are getting more curious about different types of treatments and have different questions about holistic care? Do you find that, or does it just depend? What's kind of your thought about that?
I think that yes and no. I think people care. But I love it when I see, you know, organic. I love to see, you know, whole foods and farmers markets. And I think people know they're getting the word out through media and shows like ours. The word is getting out. But, I mean, for example, you've heard of PBA, I think. It's a chemical that can leach out of plastic containers into liquids that they hold. Now, you'll see containers will say PBA free. You'll see that now. So people are just starting to educate themselves. And, you know, like I said, mastering your health and well-being is about knowledge and then putting that knowledge into practice. So there's more information out there. But going back to the PBA, over and over, studies show that exposed animals to PBA, just after 4 days, the chemicals decreased blood sugar levels and stimulated the pancreas to create more insulin. And that result of the physiological changes in insulin resistance can set the stage for diabetes and a host of other health problems. So I think people are getting more, the word's getting out more. So that's really helped me in my quest in helping people. So.
And do you kind of piggyback that on, because I'm always curious about how other people like you that are experts in the field kind of counsel people. Do you piggyback that on with the other kind of basic stuff that I always talk about? Do they go hand in hand, or sometimes you're just doing one without the other? You know, because I find that a lot of people I talk to, they're it's not that they're against it or anything. They're just more into, hey, Mark, you look like you're pretty healthy. What do you do? Is it just walking and water and sleeping and doing the basics? So, are you kind of piggybacking on that? Do you kind of initiate that conversation, or is that something that you think is that, you know, the client or the patient, if you will, needs to initiate? Do they need to be more curious about it, I guess, is my question to you.
I always bring it up, no matter if I'm talking about tobacco cessation and I talk about the hormone levels and or food or exercise. I always talk about hormones, no matter who it is. If someone kind of starts asking questions, then I can get into the meat of it. And I love it. I get giddy excited when people start asking questions about, like, what about this? What about that? And that's when I know that I've planted the seed of, hey, listen, this is just more than, you know, the real basics, which is so important. It's so important. But you add on to that. You add on to that. And I had actually an employee this morning that has, oh, my gosh, has taken this internal wellness program and ran with it. And he's like, I'm thinking about getting certified in being a wellness coach. I have enjoyed this so much and my life has changed. Always had the interest, but you know, who knew about PBA or the benefits of these essential oils or things like that. So I think, you know, it's more popular than it was, let's say 10 years ago. So that's definitely helped the cause. But, and then some people are just kind of like, yeah, just give me what I need to know. I'm busy. And then that's fine too. That's fine too.
Yeah. I think that's kind of cool about what we do is that there's always something new. Whether you know, someone that's looking to improve their health agrees with it or doesn't agree. I think, some people, everybody has their take on the internet and you shouldn't believe everything you read on the internet, obviously. But I think that's where the internet is kind of a good tool, because you can always learn, you can always find articles, you can read interesting things about health, and I try to do that as much as I can. And people that follow me or look for us on Facebook or whatever, they'll see that because I'll post different articles just to give people a kind of a broad sense of what's out there. So. Even if they're going to dismiss the approach, you know, or something like that, it's nice to have that out there so people can go, right. Oh, okay, well, this is kind of interesting. I mean, I would never try acupuncture, not just throwing acupuncture under the bus there, but I'm saying if someone were to say that, at least it's out there. They can read about it and they can make their own decision from there. So I like that. I like that about the internet. And I also like that things are changing every day. And if you're just out scouring, looking for information, at least you're doing something that's proactive. So that's kind of my take on that. And that's why I'm trying to throw a lot of stuff out there for our followers and people that listen to our show. And I think that we've had that as we go into our break for 4 weeks, is that we've thrown out a lot of information that people can digest. And I think the feedback from that's good. That's what we want to be doing. So that's kind of my soapbox on health and information. So I hope I didn't get too much on the soapbox there, too much of a rant.
No, never, never. No, you're always – no. And this is exactly – it's called going gym-free. But we are teaching people that you don't have to go to the gym to be healthy. There are so many things that you can do outside the gym, whether it be acupuncture like you just talked about or going to the chiropractor, which – will increase, if you consistently go to a chiropractor, will increase your insulin and your immune system by 300%. There's that little Definitely. That little tip right now. So it's everything outside of the gym that you can do to be healthy as well. So,
yeah. So Alvin's, before we go to break here, so people can kind of get ready. Alvin's website, Alvin J, is at humanhealthlink.com. So I'm looking forward to having him on here in just a little bit. So let's do this. Kind of change the format a little today. We're going to take a break right now, and then when we come back, we'll have Alvin J on the show. So stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is executive producer Mel D, and on behalf of the Atlanta Life Radio team, we thank all of our faithful listeners. If this is your first time tuning in, we thank you. Share us with your friends, like us on Facebook, and please come back. A special thank you to all of our financial sponsors, because without their financial support, this show would not be made possible. If you are interested in becoming a financial sponsor or want to learn how to advertise with us, please send an email complete with your contact information to info@AtlantaLifeRadio.com. Again, please send us an email complete with your contact information to info@AtlantaLifeRadio.com. And now we return back to our program.
And welcome back to the show. We're going to bring on our special guest, Alvin Jay, here in just a minute. But first, if you're just joining us, you're obviously listening to this on AtlantaLifeRadio.com. Of course, you can follow us on Twitter at ALR Radio. You can also follow me at Going Gym Free. Also go to Facebook and like Going Gym Free and check out some of my fun videos I've put on there. So like us on Facebook. You can always email me at goinggymfree@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your questions. We'd like to share them on the air. So it is all good. We are entering the last week of June. We're taking a break in July, but I wanted to bring on our special guest now, Alvin Jay, who created humanhealthlink.com. He's out of Las Vegas. Alvin, how are you? Thanks for coming on the show. We appreciate it.
Oh, I am doing pretty good. I'm going to tell you, hey, everybody, this is Alvin Jay, the most passionate non-doctor on the Internet. So I'm glad to be on the show. I'm going to give you guys everything as far as what you want to know. So feel free, ask whatever you want.
Wow. Yeah, I love the energy.
That's beautiful. So I guess I'll kind of hit lead off here and ask you, Alvin. Tell us what you're up to, how you got into this. What you're doing now. Just kind of give us a little summary of yourself, and then we'll kind of shoot questions at you.
Okay, so for the people who like to keep tabs on what gives me the authority to tell people what to do as far as health, I am an anatomy and physiology instructor. I am a hospital auditor, or a former one. I'm a root cause analysis expert, and I am a medical researcher. So I do all of that stuff, but none of that trumps me caring just for other human beings. You know, I'm the kind of person, I like to say hi to people. I like to make sure everybody's doing good. So that's basically what gets me up in the morning and doing what I do every day.
Well, I love the energy. You know, for the past few years, I've really gotten into disease prevention and how the body is an amazing machine and how we can heal ourselves through proper eating and supplements, essential oils. But I want to know, how did you get into the holistic approach towards health and wellness?
Well, to be honest, I'm going to tell you, I used to eat maybe 7-8 boxes of sugary cereal a week. I used to go up through about 3 gallons of milk a week. And it was great when I was younger, but as I got older, I started realizing that I came down with bouts of eczema. I also came up with a little tingling in my muscles. I noticed that there were certain pains at joints and muscles, and I was just thinking, wow, I'm kind of young for this to be happening. So I had to start getting into some real holistic or taking care of myself. But what traditional medicine was trying to give me as far as helping myself wasn't working. So it was all about, well, get this surgery or get this medication. And I said, well, there's got to be something better than this for a human being. So I just ended up doing a whole bunch of research, and I started going to meetups. And it's just a site called meetup.com, and they got every group for everything you would ever want. I mean, if you want to find a group for people who eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches on Sunday night, there's a group for it. Okay? But I found a group for cancer survivors, and I met this woman named Diana, and she showed me 2 x-rays that she brought with her to the meetup. And I was baffled because she held up the x-rays and she said, this x-ray, both of them, are of my mother. This one is of her pelvis and this one is of her pelvis. And one looked like it had been shot through with bullet holes. It was cracked. It had holes. I mean, you couldn't stand. She had to be in a wheelchair. And then she had one pelvis that was perfect. And I said to Diana, I said, I'm sorry that this happened to your mother. She says, no, no, no. The one with the holes in it is the before. The one that's perfect is the after. Mm-hmm. And that blew me away. And I asked her, how the hell did you do that? And she gave me her this book, as she showed it to me, and it was called the Gerson Therapy. And I went all in, and I learned about the Gerson Therapy. I learned about Brzezinski and his curing cancer with neoplastoms. I learned about everything I could learn about to get rid of disease state in a human being.
That's amazing. I mean, that's really cool. So we're not going to talk about, Alvin, your addiction to Cap'n Crunch and Lucky Charms and all those good cereals. Because I tell you what, those kept me going through college as well. So I get it. We're talking to Alvin Jay here on AtlantaLifeRadio.com on a Wednesday night. And if you don't know who Alvin Jay is yet, you know he's got a lot of energy just by listening to him. You can check out his website, HumanHealthLink.com. Terrific stuff on there, Alvin. So let's move on and talk. Yeah, you're welcome. Let's move on and talk about a couple other things. So on your website, you have baking soda can alkalize our bodies. You know, how does that happen? Why is that so important?
Well, I teach in my classroom. I teach about pH, and most people don't know what pH. They know it's an acidity scale, but they don't know what pH even stands for. And for women, I got to tell you, it's all important, especially to your hormones and your blood chemistry. So pH stands for the power of hydrogen, and in some books it says the potential of hydrogen, meaning that if you can keep your body on the alkaline side, baking soda will do it. Apple cider vinegar will do it. Sometimes alkaline waters will do it. But if you can keep yourself on the alkaline side, it's almost impossible for any cancer to thrive inside of our bodies. Because what most people don't know is that every day, on a daily basis, we create 10,000 cancer cells. Everybody does. And because your immune system is normal, all right, you get rid of them and you kill them on a daily basis. So as long as your immune system is up and working, you don't have any problems. But the minute it drops, or somebody like a doctor gives you a horrible diagnosis, just them telling you that can weigh on your psychology so much that it can drop your immune system by 30%. And that's a lot. That's a lot. So keeping yourself alkaline, really, you can smoke every day. You can drink every day. And I'm not advocating anybody do this. Don't do this if you're listening. I'm not saying do it. But you can actually avoid the cancers that go along with those things as long as you can keep your body in an alkaline state.
And so are you just talking about taking taking some baking soda, just putting a little in our body every day? That's kind of what we need to be doing?
Yes, because I've seen videos of actually 10 people on YouTube who have actually given their account, and they'll show you. And I found the best one for me is 8 ounces of water, 1 tablespoon of baking soda in the morning and before you go to bed.
Now, I've read that you need to take or drink that 30 minutes before you eat or 2 hours after you eat, because it can kind of disrupt digestion with food.
Well, with me, I don't have those problems, but some people will have those problems. I have had that in some of my students. So I will say I think you are exactly correct on that, Bess.
Okay. So, Alvin, I want to know, because I love food. How can food affect not only our weight and the obvious weight loss or weight gain for some people, but for our overall health, wellness, and well-being? How important is food and even quality food?
Oh, I believe in Socrates when he said, let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food. I can live by that. So I don't go to doctors, and I have to, you can ask anybody in my life, I do not go to the hospital. If I break a leg, I'm going. But other than that, I am not going to the hospital. But food is the most important thing. And I'll say, real men eat salads. Okay. I'll say it like that, because men think that you got to have meat. You must have steak in order to be a real man. No. All right. If you want to be healthy, you get some salad, and then you can pretty much add whatever you want to it, but in moderation. So I don't use the regular salad dressings and stuff like that, because they have high fructose corn syrup in them. They got MSG in them. So you can't do the regular stuff off the store shelf, because it's just as bad. But if you can make your own stuff, which is pretty cheap to do, and the ingredients are pretty easy to find nowadays, so you can do your own stuff. You can make purees, strawberry walnut dressings and stuff like that, add a little chicken or salmon or tuna that is natural for you without doing the hardcore chicken steak all of the time or topping it with something that's not good for you. Because what most people don't know is even with the chicken, if you chicken bake it, okay, it's pretty good. And it is pretty good for you. However, if you put chicken, and people always ask for grilled at the restaurant, if you grill it and it has dark grill marks on there, you have just released the free radicals in the chicken, and that itself can cause cancers in some human beings.
Yeah, no, I think you're spot on that. It's funny you talk about salad because I'm not a big, and I never have been, I'm not a big red meat guy anyway. But I, you know, it's funny when you talk about food, I gave up salad dressing like a few years ago. And the funny thing, you know, I've told people this that I do consults with, that was one of the easier things to give up, and I didn't miss it at all. And when you see the amount of calories and stuff, for lack of a better word, that's in salad dressing, you're really killing the salad anyway. So I might even put like a little bit of light olive oil on it. And I that's my take. I don't miss salad dressing at all.
All right. See, Mark, I could reach to this phone and I could kiss you right now. All right. That is
really
good stuff, right? I mean, I wish more people would do that because it is kind of easy to give up meat. It really is.
Oh yeah, and I just never was really into eating. You know, I'll have a hamburger once in a while, but I never was really into red meat growing up. So for me, that was kind of an easy thing. But I just noticed the more I read about salad dressing, I said this stuff is just because people just glob it on anyway. So
oh yeah,
just get rid of it.
Now, one thing I like to do is I actually like to use salsa on my salad, even if it's not at a Mexican restaurant. Like if I'm at home, I like to use salsa as a salad dressing. That's really tasty.
Beth, you're a woman after my own heart. Oh, my goodness. I love a little salsa. I love it.
And
hey,
it's healthy. It's got this tomato.
Yeah. Hey, Alvin, let's talk. And we're talking with Alvin Jay here on Atlanta Life Radio. Don't forget to check out his website, humanhealthlink.com. A lot of good stuff on there. You know, a lot of things that we talk about on here, Alvin, are exercise and an exercise routine and fitness. And one of the things that I preach that maybe is a little unique and hopefully you'll agree with me on this. I preach a lot of simple exercise to people, just getting out, walking a little bit, you know, simple things, maybe getting in the pool and stretching out and simple stuff where they don't feel like they have to be so burdened to get to a gym and then they're really not getting in a great workout anyway. What's kind of your take on exercise and a regimen? I'm a 10,000 a day step kind of guy. What's kind of your take? What do you weigh in on this kind of thing?
All right. Congratulations on 10,000 steps. That's good stuff there, Mark.
Yeah. That's what I preach. I practice what I preach.
Well, I'm more of an evolutionary guy when it comes to exercise because, in my opinion, I don't believe, along with some other scientists, we don't believe that the human body was designed to exercise every day. When I say evolutionary, I mean you were designed so that your body could put forth a shot of adrenaline, use your muscles to get you out of danger when you needed it to. All right, that was the extent of exercise. Now people do exercise all the time. Well, because we do, that means that we will drop minerals, and food is only half of it because food it has to be at maximum 50% because the soil that we eat from has been turned over so many times, there's no more nutrients in it. So the plants do a really good job of getting down deep and absorbing those nutrients that it can, but nutrients occur in veins in the earth. So if that is the case, that means one carrot will have 80 grams of a lutein or something like that, and then another carrot, same one, same garden, same batch, will have two. all right, units. So you can't get it all from plants and vegetables, even though I advocate that for everybody. But the other half is, because you can't get it all from vegetables, you have to supplement a little bit. So I would say we need 90 essential vitamins and minerals, okay? So of that, I take a multivitamin every mm-hmm. single day, and I usually take two or three of them because I have to, because I exercise every day. And I would say go along with Mark's plan as far as 10,000 steps, because that is excellent. But I'm a hardcore gym dude. You know, I'm doing legs twice a week. I do arms, chest, and back twice a week, and I do abs and I'm embarrassed to say this. Booty, all right. Once a week. Once a week, I do that. So exercise is fantastic, but if you work out, especially if you work out hard, you got to put the stuff back. And people are drinking Powerade and Gatorade as if it's replacing something. Water has nothing in it. Water will put the water back so that your cells can work, but they have nothing to work with. Gatorade only has 3 electrolytes in it. You need 60. So there's no recovery from those drinks, even though they call them recovery drinks. So I go home and I take a plant protein, and multivitamins to put back all that stuff that I just evaporated and that I just sweated out.
Right. You know, it's interesting that I said that. When I worked out hard every day, we're talking like 2 or 3 hours a day, when I worked at a fitness center, I would take a multivitamin. And, you know, now that I've gotten a little bit older, I don't work out as hard. Mine's more kind of walking in some lightweights and so maybe some circuits. And I went to an endocrinologist just a couple months ago, and they said my vitamin B levels are way too high because I was doing what you were doing now, but I was taking 2 and 3 and actually additional vitamin B because I thought I needed that still. But since I wasn't working out as hard, they're like, you're making your body a little toxic right now. So I am so glad we're doing this show. Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Yes. And I want everybody to make a distinction. I am 6'4", 230 pounds. All right. So I'm sure Beth is not 6'4", 230 pounds.
All right. No, I'm 5'2", buck 30 something. So, okay.
Yep, so it's all about height and weight also.
Yeah.
I'm also not 6'4", 230 pounds. just for the record.
Mark, you weren't supposed to tell anybody, Mark.
No, right. I should tell people that. Maybe they would take me more seriously.
That is so funny.
6'4", yeah, that's funny.
You know, this is something that's kind of new to me. I've always been interested in natural living and holistic health. But after doing research on Alvin Day's website, which is phenomenal, I encourage all of our listeners and audience to check it out. But after doing research on your website and talking with other natural wellness and medical professionals, and they seem to be on board with the same theme, but I want you to tell us, I want you to tell our listeners, how does the liver play into making us sick or helping us stay healthy or keeping disease at bay? How important is the liver and the gallbladder and all those like internal organs important in our lives?
Oh, it's all important. My goodness. If you could take care of, even above the brain, if you could take care of your liver, I think your health will stay at optimum for most of your life. It seems that the liver has over 500 functions in our body, all right? I mean, it recycles amino acids. It stores proteins when you need them, breaks down fat so you can get the cholesterol so you can make your hormones. So the liver does a lot for our body. However, this is the way it seems to work, and I've done a little research. I've been in my mother's hospital. I've actually had some of the students in my class bring their paperwork from their loved ones to me so I could read some of their levels. This is what it seems to be. It seems that your health appears optimum as far as health, as far as blood chemistry, as far as skin, the way your skin looks, the strength of your hair. All of it seems to stay as long as your liver is at 100% all the way down to around 33%. If you can stay up above 33% in that range, it seems that you have no problems with your health. The minute that you step to 32%, the minute you go below that level, the body, all hell breaks loose. The body starts breaking down, and now all of a sudden you see stuff like jaundice. You see bloodshot eyes all the time. We got hyperlipidemia going on. Now people got skin lesions. Now they exhibit eczema. They got migraine headaches. They have abdominal pain. They have lower back spinal pain. So stuff starts, endometriosis. Stuff starts popping up in us that shouldn't be there when your liver starts to fail because it does so much. And it's the only organ that directly affects all 11 of your body systems because it is the filter for all of them.
Wow, yeah, that's a good lesson. And right, I mean, the liver is so important. We're speaking with Alvin Jay here on who's a part of humanhealthlink.com. Really interesting interview. Alvin, I had a question because I get this a lot, and you know, Beth, I know, works with so many clients, and she's been so great at it for so many years. I want to talk a little bit about prevention because you must come across different patients, clients, you know, that they have the typical thing. They're a little overweight. They're either pre-type 2 diabetic or full-blown type 2 diabetic. They have joint pain. They have hypertension. They're on 4 to 5 different meds. The motivation maybe is a little low. Maybe they're down. Whatever the case, so that's kind of the case study right there. What is your take on how do you take that person, which is there's millions of people like that in the country? How do you get them to work on preventing getting there? And once they're there, how do we get them to still have a good quality of life and kind of tell them that, hey, you can overcome this, you can do it, you can still have a good quality of life? What are some tips that you would tell clients about with that?
Well, I think anybody can do it, but from my experience, not many people will do it. And it's almost like the saying says, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. That's dead, it's dead true, but nobody cares, it seems, nowadays. I really have a hard time getting anybody to prevent anything from happening. It's almost like it has to happen to them first, and then they really want it. It's like my students who, they don't want to go to math tutoring until they're failing and the final is tomorrow.
I've been there. Yeah,
me too. I'm one of your students, I think, when it comes to math.
Oh, you guys, stop it. You stop it. My students might be listening to this.
I hope so.
But I would love to see more people take an active stance before stuff starts happening, because after it happens, it's expensive. And I mean financially it's expensive, health-wise it's expensive, and I think it's because we have been trained to go to other people to have them solve our problems instead of us taking care of our own problems. Because I love saying this in my videos. I say when you're in kindergarten, your teachers tell you what to do. When you're born, your parents tell you what to do. When you go to middle school, the teachers tell you what to do. When you go to high school, you got a new set of people telling you what to do. And when you go to college, you got more sophisticated administrative people who are counselors, and now they're telling you what to do. And then when somebody asks you an important question, what are you going to do about your health? Nobody has an answer, because you can't get a free-thinking answer from a person who has been controlled their whole life and say, when there's a problem, you go to the teacher. When there's a problem, go to the school nurse. If there's a problem with your body, go to the doctor. Go see a nurse. Go see somebody. But you have been living with your body your entire life. You know more than any doctor or nurse ever could about you, because you know your physiology, you know how you feel about certain things. So I would say, don't go to the doctor for every little thing that happens to you, because they don't know your body. They're going to do an examination. They have their little ranges that they're going to put you in, and their ranges are set for a person that is 5'5", 110 pounds, and it's arbitrary. There is no science behind the charts or the ranges that they're putting you in. So same thing for cholesterol, same thing for blood fat level. It's different for all of us, so you can't get that and say, oh, all women should have their period every month. That's not true. Some women have a period twice a month, which is horrible, right? some women have a period every 3 months.
Wow.
And that's normal for them. So you can't go to a doctor and say, is this normal or should this be happening? They can't tell you that. You have to tell yourself that, and if your body is working at optimum and it's working fine, don't try to be like everybody else with regard to your health.
Yeah.
We're all individualistic.
Yeah. Good stuff. Great stuff. It gives me chills. Yeah. I love this kind of information. I love it.
You know what I find interesting, kind of to your point, Alvin, is that I spent probably 4 or 5 years in hospitals. I produced a couple of TV shows in healthcare, and that really got me kind of entrenched in this. And to your point, which I think is really interesting, is that, and I have a lot of friends that are doctors, and this is by no means anything to bash anybody in the medical profession, but one of the problems that comes across with patients and doctors is that they don't have enough time with the patients. So you'll have a patient go in, and a doctor might only be able to give them 3 to 5 minutes. And once a patient,
exactly.
And once a patient is in that room, there's a lot of emotions, there's a lot of anxiety, there's a lot of things that kind of take over, and they're not going to necessarily ask the right questions. The doctors might want to hurry them out. So I've always told people that before you go to a doctor, you know, do a little homework. I mean, take advantage of the situation if you do have to go to the doctor, because a lot of times, someone will go in, they'll go to a doctor, they'll go, look, yeah, you're borderline diabetic, take some metformin, here's your script for it, here's your script for a statin because you have high cholesterol, and they take it and they go on their way, and I guess that's fine for the drug companies, but I like what you're talking about as a more proactive approach from the patient. And I found that just from you know, kind of elementary research on my part, just filming and talking to patients and whatnot. So time is an issue. If I don't know what your thoughts are about that, but if you do have to go to a doctor, make good use of the time. So that's kind of my thought on that.
Yeah, and I think you have to have a receptive doctor in order to have that happen, because I think you are dead correct as far as the time that they spend with you. Because you can't come in. My doctor, the last time I went to a doctor, and I only went because my wife was hell-bent on me going to the doctor and seeing the doctor. I wasn't going to let them do any surgeries or anything like that if they recommended or whatever. But I just wanted to go to see what the experience would be like. So I said, okay, I'll go. So I go to the doctor. Did you know I spent 10 minutes with this man, and he's asking me questions, and he never looked me in the face. He looked down
right.
at the chart the whole
right.
time. I was the
right.
number on the top of the sheet. Went today, he walked in the room, head down in the chart, sat down. The chart says, this is wrong with you. And, I'm going to give you this prescription. He handed me the prescription. 10 minutes, he walked out of the room. He doesn't even know what I look like. And that is what we consider healthcare today. I've had students who have said, they have come into the hospital and said, my arm has a slight pain. Okay, they didn't say it was broken. They didn't say it was shooting. They didn't say their arm had just a small pain. You know, they walked out with a prescription. I mean,
right.
It's blowing my mind what's
yeah.
happening nowadays. And like you say, I don't want to bash the medical field. I think these are smart, competent, intelligent people. I think
totally.
That they are trained in a way that is not good for us anymore, though. I think they've been trained, because I was going to be a doctor, all right? I turned it down. I got accepted to medical school. I went through Mini-Med 1, 2, and 3. I was going to become a doctor. But when I talked to actual doctors at my mother's hospital, I talked to every kind of doctor that I could get my hands on, and 8 of the 9 doctors I talked to said they would never become a doctor again. And most of it was because of time, but it was mostly because I can't treat my patients the way I want to because of HMOs and administrative policies. So it's not good for us anymore. Healthcare is not good for us. If I break a leg, yeah, I'm going to go. I'll take the pain medication because I don't want to scream in pain. But if I have problems at home, headaches, anything like that, I don't have headaches. I don't think I've had a headache in 2 years now. But people don't realize if you take care of yourself, you don't get those problems. But people are going from one medication to the next, thinking that this is what's keeping me alive. It is, but yeah. It's keeping you sick at the same time.
You know what blows me away is the commercials when they talk about, you know, and I'm not going to say any names, obviously, but it's a commercial. And it will say, you know, on the side effects, and it goes on to 2 minutes of side effects. And then I'm like, what does that medicine even do? I've lost the whole, because there's such a myriad of side effects to one drug. So, that drives me bonkers. It drives me bonkers. But, yeah, let food be your medicine. I love it that you said that at the beginning of the interview. Love it. So.
Yep, I'm right there with you, Beth. I just saw one, and like I said, I won't give any names, but it was for depression. So it says, if you're already taking medicine for depression, this medicine will go along with that and help it work better. Yet, at the end of the commercial, it says, this may worsen your depression.
that's not funny, but I'm laughing because it's
You can't write it. You can't write this stuff any better.
No, that's good. Hey, Alvin, if people want to get a hold of you, talk to you, do whatever, how can they do that? I mean, I've tried to plug the humanhealthlink.com enough here, but can people email you through that site?
There's a link right at the top of the site. It says contact Alvin J. Just put your name in there and write whatever message that you want to write and send it to me. And usually within the same day, I'll get back to you.
Well, Alvin, it's been a pleasure. We had fun here. I hope you had a good time. You've got great energy, and like I said, I used to critique people in the media, and you are good to go, my friend. You've got the energy. You've got the knowledge. So. Keep on keeping on, my man. You're doing good.
Mark, if you could see me right now, I'm blushing through the phone.
I love the energy too. Great energy. Love it.
Thank you, Beth. I appreciate it.
Alvin, have a great 4th of July weekend. We'll be in touch. And thanks so much for joining us.
Will do. And thank you, Mark. I will do it anytime you want me back on.
Anytime.
Absolutely.
Thanks, man. So Beth, how about Alvin there with his energy and knowledge and everything? He was outstanding. Great energy, terrific guy, terrific guest.
You know, people say I have energy. People say my nickname is Buzzy. I think I've told you that before. Oh my gosh. I can just feel his energy from Las Vegas to Houston, Texas.
I like what he said about let food be your medicine. I thought that was interesting, and so true, so important. What we eat keeps us going, and just covered a lot of stuff, covered a lot of ground there, and he was terrific.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Very glad and that he agreed to be a part of the show, and I really hope that people check out his website because he's extremely interesting, and you know, I think my life's mission is a health and wellness, you know, manager, but, you know, this is stuff that, you know, I don't necessarily know either. So I love it. So yay, Alvin. Thank you.
Yes, Alvin. Good work. And his website again is humanhealthlink.com. And then you can just go up in the corner and hit contact Alvin. I liked him. And it's always nice to bring on someone who's got an interesting point of view. That can kind of, again, like we talked about at the top of the show, someone that can bring in just a different piece of knowledge through his experience and love it. I mean, his routine's a little different than what I might do, but both are good. And that's kind of the backbone of what we do. So good for him. Good for him.
Yeah.
And then you know, did you watch his video on his website? I have. He comes through the screen. I thought you had a lot of energy. He should be called Buzzy.
I know, Buzzy Junior. That's what I'll call him. That'll be my nickname for him, Buzzy Junior.
Buzzy. Yeah, you have good energy. You've got a lot of energy too, and I'm sure that your clients appreciate that.
I think most of them do. I think I can get under some people's skin because it's just I do have a high energy and they're just like, tone it down just a notch. And I've been told that a couple times. I'm like, I can't. I just get so excited. But yeah.
But you're not like the yeller trainer, which is good. You're not.
No.
You're not the person that's yelling at the person when they're in the plank position.
No, heavens no. That's not my style.
Before we get out of here, and as we mentioned before, we're going to take July off our hiatus. You said you're not doing anything for a month. Are you going to miss the show for a month?
Of course I'm going to miss the show. I'll miss our little Wednesday nights, but give me time to kind of regroup and do some other things. But yeah, I'll be back to go in August.
I know. And it's right around the corner. The corner. So. So we've had it. This has been good. We're gonna say goodbye now, and we will be back in a month. Until then, have a safe 4th of July. Thanks for listening, and we will see you in about a month. Stay healthy, everybody, and take care of each other. We'll be back in a month. Be good. Bye.